Hello, I'm Chris Berrow with the BBC News. President Trump has signed an executive order changing the name of the Department of Defence to the Department of War. Speaking from the Oval Office, Mr. Trump said the rebrand was a more appropriate name in terms of where the world was now. The Defence Secretary, Pete Hegseth, said the department would fight decisively, not in endless conflicts.
We changed the name after World War II from the Department of War to the Department of Defense in 1947. We haven't won a major war since, and that's not to disparage our warfighters, whether it's the Korean War, or the Vietnam War, or our generation of Iraq and Afghanistan. That's to recognize that this name change is not just about renaming, it's about restoring. Words matter. It's restoring the warrior ethos.
The Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has said that none of the differences his country has with the United States should lead to a military conflict. He was speaking on Friday as Washington said it was sending 10 F-35 stealth fighter jets to Puerto Rico to add to an already substantial U.S. military presence in the Caribbean. Ian McWilliam reports.
President Maduro is obviously unhappy with the growing U.S. presence in Venezuela's Caribbean neighborhood. His country, he said on Friday, was always willing to talk. Early this week, he'd accused Washington of planning violent regime change in Venezuela. But President Trump said on Friday that he wasn't talking about regime change, though he cast doubt on President Maduro's legitimacy, referring to last year's contested presidential election. The Trump administration says its Caribbean presence is to crack down on gangs channeling drugs to the United States.
The South Korean automaker Hyundai Motor says it will investigate employment practices after hundreds of its workers were arrested by US immigration agents. The raid took place on the site of a car battery facility being constructed in Georgia. 475 people were arrested. The Department of Homeland Security said the raid targeted unlawful employment practices, and most of those detained were Korean. Operations have been halted at the plant, into which Hyundai has poured billions of dollars. The Lebanese government has welcomed a plan drafted by the army to disarm the militant group Hezbollah. But few in Lebanon believe the army is sufficiently powerful to be able to get rid of the militants' arsenal. Lina Sinjab in Beirut has more.
Many in Lebanon want to see the army as the only power with weapons, believing that stripping Hezbollah of its arsenal would diffuse tensions and please both Israel and the United States. But even a weakened Hezbollah has its supporters. The five Shiite members of the cabinet left the meeting before the army chief presented the plans. Earlier, the group's leaders refused to disarm until Israel forces withdrew.
World news from the BBC. The Belgian authorities have asked the United States not to destroy a large stockpile of women's contraceptives stored in a warehouse near Antwerp. The contraceptives, worth about $10 million, were bought by the US foreign aid agency, USAID, for use especially in African countries. But having abolished the agency, President Trump's administration decided to incinerate them. Australian police are offering a reward of $659,000 for information leading to the arrest of a gunman on the run after allegedly killing two police officers. Desmond Freeman is accused of opening fire when officers visited his home in the state of Victoria with a search warrant. With more details, here's Katie Watson.
This is the largest reward police in Victoria have ever offered for information leading to an arrest. Normally, such incentives are offered only if the person is convicted. But police say it reflects the seriousness of what happened, as well as the commitment by authorities to find Desi Freeman, who's been on the run for 12 days now. Police officers had been executing a search warrant at his house in Porepunkah when he allegedly shot two of them dead and seriously injured another. Mr. Freeman then disappeared into thick bushland and is believed to be heavily armed. There have been no sightings of him since.
Police in Serbia have thrown tear gas and stun grenades at anti-government protesters in the city of Novi Sad. Thousands have again taken to the streets to call for early elections to oust the president, Aleksandar Vučić, who they accuse of misgovernance. Mr. Vučić said 11 policemen were injured in Friday's protests. In a clash between two tennis greats, Spain's Carlos Alcaraz has beaten Serbia's Novak Djokovic in three sets to secure a place in the US Open final in New York. Alcaraz will face either the reigning champion Jannik Sinner or Felix Auger-Aliassime in Sunday's final. Sinner leads 2-1 in that semi-final. That's the latest BBC News.